Anya's Garden. In a long-ago, faraway land, a little girl lived in the center of a great garden. She had a pavilion for a home and servants to look after her, and she played all day long in the garden. There were fountains and pools and tall trees and hedges and flowers in all the colors you can think of, all the year round. The garden went on for miles in every direction. And the girl, whose name was Anya, loved it very much. One day she was playing happily in the garden when a wise man came up to her. "Listen, child," he said, taking Anya by the hand. "When you were born, I made your mother a promise that I would grant you one wish. So tell me, what would you like? I can make you rich or beautiful. I could make you a princess. I could even make you a witch. Anything you care to ask for, I can do. But you can only ask once, remember." Anya thought about all the things that the wise man had offered her, but none of them promised happiness, and she was happy as she was. So at last she said, "Let it be that all my life I may live here, in the middle of this beautiful garden." The man frowned. "Is that all?" Anya nodded. "That's all. I'm happy here. I don't want anything else."
"At the moment, perhaps not, but you may when you grow older. Still, you have asked, and I have promised."
And he turned and walked away through the garden. As the years passed, Anya grew to be beautiful. Many young men came to see her and fell in love with the happy, laughing girl. They begged her to marry them, but she refused them all. She belonged here, in the garden, and she never wanted to leave it. Until, walking one morning between the banyan trees, she came across a young man she had never seen before. He was tall and handsome, and as soon as she saw him, Anya fell in love. He took her hand and said gently, "My name is Kester, and I am the prince of a land far, far away from here. Will you marry me and come home with me?" Anya loved the prince, but she loved the garden too. It was a cruel choice. Blinking back tears, she said, If I can, I will come with you. But I may not be able to leave. A wise man, a guru, long ago granted me one wish, and I chose to live all my life in this garden." But the prince led her through a small gate in the wall, and nothing happened to stop her from leaving. So she thought the guru must have lied about the spell. She married the prince that same day, and together they rode off to his country. She loved Kester and was happy to be with him, but even so, she could not think of her garden without sadness. At last, after weeks of traveling, they arrived in Kester's country. He had a beautiful palace with high towers and marble walls, but all the land nearby was desert, golden sand stretching to the horizon. There was nothing green or growing to be seen. And that night, Anya cried, thinking it was a terrible place to which her love had brought her. But the next morning, Kester woke her and pulled her out of bed towards the window. "Come and see," he cried. "That old man of yours did make a spell, but he didn't put it on you. Look!" Anya looked out of the window and gasped. It was her garden. All her green, beautiful garden was there, surrounding the palace, running out for miles across the dry sand. "You see," the prince said, "it doesn't matter where you live. You'll always have your garden."